This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, Baby Watch 2018 has ended. We have a baby.
We do.
Yay.
Yeah.
You may have seen on Instagram yesterday. That's going to be our most liked picture.
Oh my God.
I don't think so.
The only thing close to that was Bryn's baby.
Bryn's baby is our most liked picture, but I don't remember how many likes it has.
Well, you're going to have to look.
Jesus.
So look it up. Uh-oh, whose phone just went off? That's Bryn. By the way, Bryn, speaking of...
Put him on speaker.
You're on speaker and you're late, Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn. Okay, hang it up. Hey, everybody. Johnny Mosley has been good enough to join us for just a few days this week, right?
Good morning. Yes. I'm curious, how many late appearances am I allotted in a 3-day
span? Zero. There are no late. You don't get any. You have to have 5 consecutive days to get a late day.
Okay. I was wondering what the ratio was.
It takes a while to, you know, you have to, it's like vacation time. You have to build up to it.
I set 3 alarms.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no fun. This is the worst part of the job is that it's still dark out. I mean, we've been here for an hour.
Right.
Like, it's impossible that it's not broad daylight out. Are you nervous at all?
I am.
Are you?
I'm a little nervous. No, it's big shoes to fill. So, Vinny, you think he's, there's no way he's up right now.
You know, he always says, too, he doesn't like to listen when he's not on. He feels weird about not being there and he's, you know, doesn't like to hear me with other men. I'm his radio wife, so he's very, you know, I don't know, jealous? Is that the word?
Sure.
But, yeah, don't be nervous. We got you. It'll be fun.
You always play soft jazz?
We play this song. It's Lou Donaldson, Blues Walk. Just a little intro to
get you going. All
just
right.
Like sets the mood. Like let's be mellow.
Got it early.
Do you have a request for something?
No. It just was an observation. I didn't know if it was particular to my being here.
A little special.
I didn't know it was.
I've never done this before, Johnny. This is just for you.
I like to think of everything that way. So,
right. So this is just for me, right? Because I'm Johnny Mosley the whole time. I'm here. I'm Johnny.
Hey, Bryn's baby from November 3rd, 2017 has 9,000 likes.
9,000.
That's our most liked.
Is that on the Alice 973? Did you take the picture of Vinny's baby and put it on the Alice 973 Instagram?
I didn't. I was waiting for Yuzette to get one from him that's different than the one he's posted.
How many likes did you say?
9,000. Yeah, which is a lot for us. Yeah. You probably have
this
a zillion 11, more.
11,000. Vinny's.
Vinny's already
11,527.
Oh, man.
That's the record. Come on.
Is it?
11,000?
Yeah. Hold on. I want to look at it, too.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw it yesterday morning, whenever I woke up at 11 or something, it had 4,500. And I was like, ooh, that's impressive.
Let's see. When's the first time really I heard 11, from Vinny 000? Yesterday? I think I heard from him around 5 a.m.
Oh, because the baby was born... 6 in the morning.
Let's see.
So that was a long night for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He.
I don't know.
He
I went to sleep
me.
And had a sandwich, according to my wife.
Oh. Did you?
She never lets me forget it.
3:39 a.m. yesterday morning.
They were headed to the hospital.
Yeah.
That's a quick turnaround, actually.
He said, look, we are at the hospital, XO. And then at 6:18, he said, sister's here, all good. I'm like, wow.
So now, of course, we're all waiting to hear what the name is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been 24-ish hours.
Did he send you a picture of him and the baby?
No, I only have the baby. I have that picture with the baby's tongue is like curled up in her mouth.
Johnny.
Yes.
What do you think of the name Ripley?
Ripley?
Like from...
Yeah. Oh, from
Alien?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I don't know if it's on the list. I've got a top 50 baby names list we can consult later.
Don't look at it until there's...
Oh, man.
He looks tired.
Yeah. I know.
The baby and him both look a little worse for the wear.
But elated. Yep. That is awesome.
Right. It is awesome. I'm so jealous that he has a girl. Two girls, actually. And not that I love my boys. You've got boys. Did you want a girl at all?
You know, I never thought about it, but it's funny you bring it up. Just yesterday, I was, you know, having, you know, a conversation with some dads, I guess, and the daughter kind of showed up and was hanging out with the dad, and sort of, she was like a teenager, and sort of like cozying up next to him, and I was like, that'd be nice. That looked kind of cool.
I know.
I was tempted.
Girls
to go
are
home
very
and be like,
precious.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Come on, daughter.
It's gonna be our last chance.
Well, did Clark's she ever taken. Say? Did Malia ever say she wanted a girl?
No, not necessarily. Mm. No, I mean, I think she would take it, but she never was partial to one or the other. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. After I had a boy, I thought, well, obviously, I'm having a girl next. Mm-hmm. So we didn't even bother to find out the sex, and then it was a boy. I was like, well, what are you doing here? I guess we'll keep you. I guess we have to. Is there some law?
I think there is.
But maybe, you know, I mean, someday we'll have grandchildren, right?
And yes. So
that's
maybe
it.
I'll get a little girl.
There you go. Mm.
You exactly. never know. Or not. Or maybe it'll just be all boys.
Yeah.
You never know. But so now he's got 2 5 years apart, which I think is going to be, it'll be interesting to see how Isla does with the little sister.
Uh-huh.
Luckily, you know, Vinny shares every detail. So he complains about it the whole time, but he does.
Right. It's so true. I asked him to call in this morning. So he said, I said, I'm sure you're wiped out, but
if you could find it in your heart.
Yeah.
So.
Well, just to continue
we'll
the long
him.
Tradition of calling the day after the baby is born.
Exactly.
You know, you want to hear
the
tired joy.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's fun. And it's, you know, it is like there's just little milestones in life. And, you know, the birth of your kids is definitely mm-hmm. one of those few things that you're like, you mark everything by it. She was born 81918.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted her to be born on Saturday, so she'd be 81818.
Right. You almost had your
almost.
Wish.
Almost. But you know what? Look, she does things her own way. So 81918.
Hey, these days, do they send you home right away after you have a baby, or do you wait? Like, how does that work?
She's looking at me like these days.
Today, right?
What?
I bet she's going home today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As long as everything was... I mean, I don't know anything about the birth.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any struggles or not. All right.
Let's just hope she's going home today.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that.
Pick everything up. I wonder how... Oh, man.
Probably to her, like, you know, to her, she doesn't want to go home. She's like, wait, then I have to deal. Is Vinny going to wait on me? Like, be as good to me as the nurse? Like,
right.
Hopefully she can stay a little
bit. It is nice, too, because in the hospital, you can go ahead and take that kid down to the nursery.
Exactly.
Let me get a couple hours of sleep here. When you're at home, there's no nursery. I mean, there's a nursery, but basically it's you're in charge of it, even though you're wiped out.
Right.
But the first 2 weeks, you know, the baby's actually pretty quiet and it's...
Just doing a lot of sleeping.
I used to say they put the batteries in it 2 weeks, you know, just as the person who's helping you is leaving. You're like, but it's screaming. Why would you be leaving now? Now is when I need you. But what an exciting time. Congratulations to Vinny and Christina,
mm-hmm.
baby number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they've been together almost since right when he got back.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years.
Wow, who knew he could last that long in a relationship?
Who knew anyone could put up with him that long?
I know, no doubt.
You know, that woman is a saint.
Yeah.
He's tough. He's a tough nut, that Vinny.
He really is.
Sometimes you just want to throw him down and just like...
Kiss him.
Okay, let's go with kiss him.
Let's see. Kick him or kiss him? Let me see.
I'm pretty sure kiss him is the right...
For every kick, we'll give him a kiss.
Right, exactly.
So what did you do this weekend?
You know, it was a pretty quiet weekend. John is going to a Burning Man this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I saw the picture.
Of him? So
what did he build? Okay.
He just did his bike up with lights and everything, because you're supposed to, because if you're riding your bike at night, you got to be able to be seen by everybody, because there's cars that drive around there. And
oh, yeah.
Like, know. Just service vehicles, not like...
No, people
civilian.
Bring these thing called art cars. Mm-hmm. So they've you can bring any kind of vehicle that you want to in there. You know, it's just a big campground. Have you ever been to Burning Man?
I have not, no.
Do you have any inclination to go? Is it...
I do, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you want to go?
That's a good question. the times I've been to anything where it's like that type of festival atmosphere where everyone's, you know,
half naked and free.
Yeah, I've not haven't been anything specifically like that. I have enjoyed. I think I like that environment. I love the idea of not having to drive anywhere for a couple of days. I like just being able to float around and
I can picture you there actually.
The only thing I could compare to like what you're talking about for you is the Olympics. Like the whole little village thing where you're probably not having to drive around. There's thousands of people.
Yeah, and I do love.
Maybe you thrive on that kind of atmosphere.
I do, yeah. And I like the to me, I would try to, you know, I like the idea of trying to build something for it, like create some, like I'll get crafty in the backyard and build something physical, so
like
I can
what?
See myself getting.
What do
into
you build,
that.
Johnny Mosley? What's the last thing you built? What was your last project? Something for the kids?
The last project I built was this idea I had for the back of my truck. It was I had a pickup and I didn't want to buy a cab for it, so I had this idea for this like locking box that held a bike and a surfboard and also locked to the bed and all that stuff. So I built this contraption, and I think that was the last thing I remember.
So you're
I know
handy.
It's fresh in my mind.
Do you have like a whole workshop?
Somewhat. Yeah,
nice.
I mean, I have got yes, I do. Yeah, I grew up in a shop. So on with a lathe and like working on broken stuff.
Did you do construction at all when you were? I guess maybe.
A little bit. Yeah.
Your family's
my dad's a
kind of realist.
Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Oh, is he a contractor?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, and my brother.
So you sort of can't help but pick some of that.
That's
stuff
correct.
Up, right?
It's the ultimate DIY culture. You get shamed into not doing it yourself. Right.
I have a question.
House, so.
Is your shirt off while you're doing this?
Oh my God, that is a great question, Yuzette. Is that a no?
Only a picture for us, Johnny.
Yeah. Are you lightly sheened with sweat?
Yeah.
I mean, we're just asking.
Well, let's back to Burning Man.
Yeah, so back to Burning Man. So so he's going to go. This is his second time going. And some of the stuff he learned was, you know, you got to light your bike up. You got to, because there's, you know, when it's dark at night and it can be super dusty. And so it's really hard to see. And then they call them dark wads. If you are invisible to the world around you, you're a dark wad because people get hit.
Oh, wow.
You know, they'll
be
in trouble because these people are, listen, I don't want to say everyone's wasted, but it seems like everyone's wasted.
Sure.
And then they're driving around in these sort of lit up art cars with people dancing on top. And people build platforms on top of cars so that they can have like a disco.
It just sounds so dangerous.
I know. So, and I've thought to myself, oh, that does seem fun. And then they got back 2 years ago and everyone was gray. Like they were just coated in dust. And I was touching my friend Danielle's hair and it was just like straw, like awful tacky straw. I just went, I just know that that's not for me.
Right.
Like it does sound sort of romantically fun, like a week of no responsibilities and you get crazy. You do all kinds of crazy stuff. Like there's no rules.
Right.
But then I just know myself. I would be 3 days in, I'd be like, I have to leave.
Uh-huh.
How am I going to get out of here? No one else wants to leave. Like, I'm hiding in the car shaking, you know?
That's Malia's in the same boat as you.
Well, good.
Dust,
you know what?
The dust just kills it for her every time.
It's so like gritty and even John sends pictures back and I'm just like, oh, that looks so just awful. So you and John can go next year.
Yeah.
Why don't we set that up for next year?
Absolutely.
What Sarah posted.
I'll join you guys.
Oh, excellent. That is amazing.
Oh, are you going to go too?
Well, if Johnny and John are there, it seems fun.
I can't even imagine you at this thing.
Why?
I don't know. It just doesn't
be like the life of the
it's
party.
It's so not. There's no socialites, and if they are there, they look
that's
awful.
That's just not true, though.
There are. That place is covered in socialites.
That's not true. I mean,
DiCaprio has his own camp there.
I go to these back to school nights, and people are like, "Oh yeah, Burning Man this year." It's like, and these are like all you know.
That's funny,
people. Yeah, no, I think if we show up, Hooman, they'll be like, it's jump the shark. We're out.
Oh,
these people are here.
We're gonna raise the cool factor.
Well, anyway, so he's leaving this weekend. And one of the things, because there's no money, I think you can spend money on coffee and ice.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Everything else is barter. And most camps have something like somebody brings a deep fryer and they just do French fries all week. So anybody walking by, Have some, you want some french fries?
Amazing.
And then they'll trade, you know, whatever they've got from their thing. So
what did he bring to trade? What's he?
Last year, or 2 years ago, I made these little cuffs, and they were leather, and they had, like, snaps on them. And then
Super cute.
They were cute. Inside, they're, like, so you... They were about this wide, maybe 2 inches wide, and they had a zipper on the inside, so with a little compartment, like a flat compartment. Mm. So you could put a key in there.
Cool.
Or you could put a love note, mm-hmm. or whatever you might want to yes. carry with you.
A dose.
I don't know what people use them for, but I call them smuggler's cuffs, and I made like 50 of them, and he brought those.
Oh, that's amazing. So you spent the weekend getting those together, or this year?
So this year I'm doing, because I talked to some of the, so everybody already has their smuggler cuffs, and so some of the burners that mm-hmm. are going yeah. Were saying, I'd like a little pouch that I can wear around my neck. I'm like, oh, what would that be for? Mm-hmm. And they were like, I don't know, you know, we might find a pretty stone on the playa, whatever. So I'm trying to make all these different pouches, like necklace. They're on a leather thong, and they're just like little leather or, do you know what felting is with wool?
Yeah.
You boil it, and it turns into... So I've done a couple of those, and that's and I'm just trying, you know.
Oh yeah, in your room back there.
In
that
my
thing
room,
is amazing.
I love that place. My little workshop.
Your workshop, yeah.
My
yeah.
sewing machine is like thread everywhere.
His jacket though, Sarah, the jacket that you made, so it's kind of furry, right?
So I didn't make that jacket.
Oh, you did
we bought it. The jacket, and then
it looks like it could catch fire any second.
Well, it's like
you know,
a faux fur.
It's
they're little. So he bought LED string lights. They're actually on kind of a wire. So I sewed those into mm-hmm. a few of his outfits so that at night he can click the button and he's all lit up. So that's my gift to John. Get out. Go to Burning Man. Have a great time.
I don't want to know what you're going to do.
This is amazing.
So that's
sent him off with safety in mind.
Yeah. So this week I'm going to finish up all my little pouches and he leaves early Saturday morning.
And is he going, what's the accommodation situation? Are they going
he
RV
and his,
or
do you
tent?
Know
or?
Joe the cabinet maker, I feel like you've probably met him over the years at my house. He's going to go for the first time this year, and his brother has, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
His brother has a little RV that they've been working on restoring so that it won't, you know, so that it's roadworthy. And they're going to drive that out there because people just pull in campers, but you don't have to. You can pitch a tent.
Yeah,
it's just not as comfortable as having your own place to, you know, do your business. Awesome. Nobody wants to do that in a porta potty, especially 5 or 6 days in. I can't even imagine.
Oh my God,
what those porta potties must be like. That's another reason I can never go to this. I can't do it.
I agree.
I can't. I hate porta potties with the white hot passion of a thousand suns.
Everybody does. They must have VIP areas where there's flushing toilets.
You think? At Burning Man?
They must.
I have no idea. And I don't ever plan to find out. Johnny, you can let us know next year after you go.
If there's,
because Johnny will definitely be, obviously, you'll be with Hooman, so you'll be in the VIP area.
Yeah.
If there is one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a very, that's a, it doesn't sound great. So anyway, that was what I did this weekend. Very low-key weekend. And then Hooman came over last night and we finished up Goliath.
We can talk about this a little later, but we did do our Glassy Baby event.
Yeah, if you go to the Alice973 Instagram, we posted like 8 pictures. And then Yuzette posted on her personal Instagram, Yuzette. And then I just posted this morning. So if you want to see us blowing and sucking glass.
Mm-hmm. And sucking?
Yeah,
you have to suck it to... sort of pull back on the expansion of it because I made a bowl. It's not going to be ready for a few days,
mm-hmm.
but I made a bowl. I don't know what Bryn made.
I'd be afraid you'd suck molten glass.
They tell you exactly how to do it. I'm going to post my step-by-step pictures a little bit later, but it was just so fun and the people are very nice.
Yeah, so when I was blowing my glass,
please tell me more.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. So the rod that goes into the molten lava, it's a hollow rod.
Oh my God, hot.
And if that...
Keep talking.
If the rod... Listen, just focus, everyone. If the rod gets clogged, you can't blow and suck. So you're forcing the air through this rod.
You gotta use your tongue a little bit?
No, you can't use your tongue because the rod is so long. No one's tongue is that long, is it? Anyway, so
I don't know.
So I called Bryn in because I know Bryn's got like you know strong lungs, and I said, "Can you blow and suck my glass?" And he said, okay, so there's a lot of pictures of us tag teaming this ball.
That one rod.
Yeah, this one rod.
There's a video, isn't there?
Did you write this out?
No, this is serious.
Oh, okay. I thought you heard
it's actually the
written.
Way it goes, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have to... Listen, the rod is hollow. But for some reason, when I was melting the glass, the molten lava closed up the rod and we couldn't blow into it or suck out of it.
His didn't work out.
I'm so sorry.
We had teams. So Hooman's team went first, and then Bryn's team, and then my team. And then
it's not sexy anymore.
But I had a blast. It was so much fun.
Yeah,
so
it
thanks
was great.
To Jennifer and Zach was our guy. I don't know who did your
training. I forgot her name, but there's a picture of her in my Instagram if you want to see.
So thanks to the classy babies.
So in case people don't know about this, and I don't know, Johnny, we have an affiliation with this place, Glassy Baby.
Okay.
And it's a studio in Berkeley where you can actually go as a person off the street and mm-hmm. blow glass. Mm. Like,
you can make a bowl. You can make a bunch of different little
paperweights
things,
and stuff.
And then you choose your colors and they put it in the... What is that oven called?
The molten lava oven.
Molten lava
oven.
Oh, the oven.
Molten lava.
Yeah.
That is definitely one of those things where I'm always like, why would I ever do that? But everyone who does it loves it.
Right.
They always are like, oh, that's really cool.
Well, you just said you're a crafty guy.
I love that
It's just
stuff.
A nice crafty. Experience that you go, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It goes all that
what
work.
What else are you going to have
little
that?
Thing. Yeah.
Hooman did say, though, you have to watch out for the balls of molten lava.
Yeah.
Balls.
That apparently people have these sticks, the rods.
Yeah.
And they're walking around the place with, you know, molten lava dripping off the end of the thing.
Yeah.
So you have to really be cognizant of where you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, you got to just be aware the whole time. Like, always look around you. Lava's all around.
Yeah. Lava's all around.
Yeah. I mean, you know how when you're a kid and you're jumping over squares, you don't want the lava? It's literal there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told the trainer guy, I was like, hey, I don't see that well, so you're going to have to watch out for me.
Right.
So every time the lava was around, I was just like, oh,
just hold still, Yuzi. Don't move. Don't move.
All right. So
I was just going to say, I was the only one that had an unsuccessful bowl.
Yeah. Aww. He was the only one that.
Messed up.
Are you going to get to keep your blob that you made?
No, so the master glass blower woman who worked with me, she made me one.
Oh.
So
did you get to pick your colors and stuff?
I did, yeah.
Red so yours will probably wind up being the best.
I know, right? Right. Worked out.
Okay. Congratulations to Vinny and Dusty.
Yay!
Welcome to Johnny Mosley's going to do a few days with us this week. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and do Celebrity Trash. KLSE HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Will be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.